As we are trying to win the fight against the spread of COVID-19, it is normal to take extra measures to increase our chances of winning the pandemic war. However, to blindly introduce steps which we assume will help can lead to a waste of money as well as exposing ourselves to more chemicals. The Ministry of Health on its official Facebook page today, the 26th of June, has again reiterated that the use of the disinfection chamber or gate in a bid to reduce COVID-19 infection is not recommended. The ministry has stated that they have evaluated several models of these chambers from neighboring countries as well as the ones in Malaysia and found out that each model uses different types of chemical mixtures which will be sprayed on individuals for about 20 to 30 seconds. From the evaluation, Mo also concluded that there is no evidence to prove that these devices will effectively reduce the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Exposing one's body to these chemicals for about 20 to 30 seconds is not enough to kill the virus. Apart from that, the chemicals don't really destroy any virus inside the body, but instead, it can damage the delicate tissues on the areas of the eyes and mouth. Health Director General Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah has clearly explained about this in a press release on April 15, which can be found here. Based on this evaluation, the MO does not recommend the use of the disinfection chambers but instead calls for the rakyat to adhere to the social distancing measures as well as SOP set by the ministry. The cost of buying these disinfectant chambers should be used for more proven precautionary measures such as hand sanitizers and soaps. Read the full post here, We have gone this far in our battle against COVID-19 by listening to MOH's advice. So we do believe that we should listen when we are reminded not to waste money by setting up these sanitizing chambers. Also read, 5-year-old boy bravely saves older sister through world's first COVID-19 stem cell transplant. You have reached the end of this story.